on his first day in office, Eric Schmidt, the new attorney general, agrees with you and wants to do something about this debtor's prison you've been writing about all these months.
Yeah, pretty strong amicus brief that he filed yesterday in a case that's going before the Supreme Court. And this is not a case that I've specifically written about, although it's one that the Columbia Missourian wrote about, and it mimics all the other cases I've been writing about. Oh, in December, the Supreme Court told the Southern District of Appeals, don't bother with this case, we're going to take it up. And this is after the Court of Appeals had already ruled in the other case that we talked about, that this debtor's prison scheme that is happening in rural counties all over Missouri is illegal. Basically, what's happening is people are being charged for their stays in jail, and then the courts are trying to collect that money with the threat of further incarceration. And that's the problem. They're threatening to put people in jail basically because they're poor and they can't afford to pay these big jail bills that they're getting. And so the Supreme Court has now said, we're going to hear this case. We're going to rule on this. This is important. And right out of the box in his first major legal action, new Attorney General Eric Schmidt says he wants to argue in the case, and he's filed a brief agreeing with the State Public Defender's Office that this is illegal, unconstitutional, and has to stop.
So the case will be heard by the Supreme Court. It really doesn't matter which case, right? Because it's all precedent setting, I guess. If the state Supreme Court rules that this, you know, charging people for their stay is unconstitutional, that would be the end of it?
Well, they're not going to rule. Let me make sure I'm being real clear. They're not necessarily going to rule that charging people for their stay is unconstitutional. That's in the state law. That's allowed. And in fact, the attorney general doesn't argue that that's unconstitutional or inappropriate. The state charges some people, in fact, for prison as well. I would argue they shouldn't. I would argue it's bad public policy, but that's not the issue. The issue is how they collect. In state law, and this is interesting because it's very similar to what new St. Louis County prosecutor Wesley Bell has announced he's going to do with child support collections. In state law, counties are allowed to charge for the jail bill, but it says that the collection should be a civil process. In other words, hey, if I can't afford that bill, you know, send collections after me, whatever. But what's happening as a matter of course is these judges are calling these defendants back before them after their case has been adjudicated, after they've served time, and say, hey, you owe $3,000 bucks. Where's my $100 a month? And if they pay their $100, then the judge schedules another hearing for the next month. So these people that are indigent, that are poor, that are on minimum wage jobs or don't have jobs, they're on disability, they're called before the court every month. And when you're called before the judge like that, that's under the threat of incarceration. Because if you don't go, the judge then holds you in contempt and throws you in jail, and then you get another bill. So that's the scheme that the court is going to decide whether or not that's constitutional. I doubt very seriously they're going to rule that collecting that bill is unconstitutional. Nobody's actually arguing that. The argument is how it's collected, and you can't keep calling them before the court. You can't keep threatening them with more jail time if they can't afford to pay. So the process becomes a civil process. And the result of that is if they don't can't afford to pay, then they may, you know, lose lottery winnings, or they may lose a hunting license, or they may have collections after them. But it's purely a civil matter. There's no criminal repercussions. That's the issue.
Yeah. You wonder how much. Well, it also. we all know that these small rural towns sort of fund their towns this way. So if that were to go away, and they couldn't, you know, have these people on their, you know, payroll, if you will, you wonder how that would change how they would charge all these people.
Well, this is where Schmidt's entry into the issue is so valuable in terms of building that context. Remember, as a state senator, he sponsored Senate Bill 5, which tried to deal with a very similar issue, primarily in St. Louis County, but it affects the entire state, in which municipalities, not circuit courts, but municipal courts, were being used as a collection system for cities that couldn't afford, didn't have a good tax base anymore. So they were telling their cops, go arrest more people, go find more, driver's license tickets. And then they were putting people in jail who couldn't afford those. And the Supreme Court's already stepped in on that issue and said, no, you can't do that. You can't use the courts for that. And the Missouri legislature weighed in and passed Senate Bill 5 almost unanimously and said, no, you're not going to be using driver's license offenses to fund your cities. So this is a similar issue. And what the Supreme Court, I believe, is going to do is rule in a similar fashion to how they developed a new rule for the municipal courts. And they're going to say, no, counties can't use the courts as an ATM, as a fundraising system. That is not what that independent branch of government is for. And so they'll put an end to it. And then it's going to create a great new debate in this state. How do we fund municipal and county services? We're having that debate in St. Louis right now, and we'll be having it till 2020. And I think this is a threat of that. It's connected to that. How do we fund services? And if we can't fund those services, if we can't agree on a public policy that determines what the appropriate tax level is for those services, should those government entities continue to exist? I think the natural debate to happen statewide is, does every county need a circuit court? Does every county need a jail? That becomes the debate. If the money doesn't exist, if they're not going to tax themselves on land value or whatever else, whatever the appropriate way county voters determine how to tax themselves, if that money doesn't exist, what the courts are going to say is, you can't just shake poor people upside down for their milk money. That's not going to happen anymore. So you got to figure out something else.
Yeah. With these Better Together stories starting to leak out, Tony Messenger, you can already start to see the arguments lining up and the people sort of starting to defend their position.
Yeah, and I think the lines are going to be, well, first of all, they're going to be, some of them are going to be very clear. Existing mayors from municipalities that are likely to lose power and lose taxing ability and lose unaccredited police departments are going to oppose it. Most of the folks who have been studying this issue and looking at this issue and going to public forums and everything else over the past, several years and have looked at St. Louis's inability to keep up with various cities in the Midwest that have united long before we have, I think are going to look at this and be in favor of, let's find a way to do this. Let's find a way to make St. Louis a stronger government entity. Let's look at all the stories about the city of St. Louis not working and St. Louis County not working and say, you know what, let's devise a new government system that actually works, in which there is a council and a mayor of some capacity that are forced to work together because we redraw a charter, we redefine how that government is supposed to work. So I think there's going to be some pretty clear lines there. And then there's just going to be this really interesting situation of strange bedfellows on both sides. People in favor that wouldn't normally get along, people opposed who wouldn't normally get along for a variety of different reasons. Some of them in terms of trying to hold on to existing power, some of them simply because they don't trust some of the people behind the issue, some of them who, based on whatever specifics come out, folks are going to find, have issues with elements of the proposal. I think it's going to be a very important debate, one of the most important debates this city has had in decades.
I probably agree with you. Tony Messenger, good to have you back every Tuesday and Thursday, STLtoday.com. Have a good day, Tony.
Great to be here. Thanks.